Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to season 2 of Dream Dua Do. My name is Hannah and I'm so excited that you are here with me today and that you are listening. It has been a while, eh? I missed you guys. I missed sitting here on my chair and just talking to this microphone. SubhanAllah, it has been 6 months, I believe. No, 5 months. But now I'm back. I'm actually back with an episode that I have recorded 6 months ago. And I don't know why, but it has just been sitting there and waiting for me to kind of listen to it again. And this morning, actually, I was just going through my old recordings and I was like, why did I never upload this episode? So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to be talking about the barakah lifestyle and what does it even mean to live a life that is, you know, true to your purpose and that is aligned with the purpose that Allah has given us. Because you guys, you know that already, subhanAllah, that this is like one of my favorite topics. And this idea, these ideas that I'll be sharing with you are not mine. They're actually from Hamid Fares and The Productive Muslim. And this book, guys, you already know, this is the first book that I've read when I committed to changing my life and I've committed to living, you know, a productive lifestyle that is in alignment with my purpose, wallahi. And it was actually 2018, 3 years ago, guys, when I read this book, and it has completely changed my whole outlook on life and my mindset. So I want to share this with you. I already share this a lot of time. If you're following me, you already know that I talk about this all the time. But this time I'm sharing with you 5 ways on how to be a productive Muslim and live that barakah lifestyle. So enjoy, Habibis, and get ready for, inshallah, many more episodes this season. I've got amazing guests coming. So if you are liking this episode, share it on social media and tell everybody about it because it's going down. Okay, enough now. Enjoy. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Dream Dua Do podcast. My name is Hannah, I'm your host, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a Muslim woman wanting to level up and create a life that you love, a life that is purposeful, a life that is full of barakah, then Dream Dua Do is for you. Whether you're a student or you have a 9-to-5 job or you're a boss babe simply wanting to level up and make your dreams a reality, this podcast will help you do it, inshallah. I'm your host, Hannah, and again, I'm so happy you're here. The first thing that I want to actually talk about is your privilege, my dear sister. Yes, as Muslims, alhamdulillah, you know, we have a purpose. We don't have to go out to Bali, you know, we don't have to, you know, first quit our job and go to Bali and do some soul searching and, you know, define our purpose. Because, yes, we do know that many people are confused and are lost and don't understand the meaning of life. But what I wanted to remind you is that Allahumma barik, we are, alhamdulillah, super, super privileged because Allah has given us a clear, articulated purpose in the Quran, you know, that really clearly states the reason of our existence. And the interesting part is that, you know, to find purpose and to have a meaning is one of the three pillars of like basic human motivation, according like to modern psychology, the other two being like autonomy and mastery. So we need to have a purpose behind our, you know, productivity. And when we look at, you know, the Western society, really the reasons of their productivity are, you know, mainly mostly unclear or also like very shallow if we kind of like look at them. And because they're, of course, you know, connected to, you know, material gain. But we Muslims,
Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us a clear and really distinct purpose that, you know, drives our every action. And, you know, there is one verse in the Quran, I think we all know, in verse, you know, 51, in chapter 51, verse 56, where Allah says, you know, I created the jinn and mankind only to worship me. And the second verse being in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 30, where Allah says, you know, Prophet, when your Lord told the angels, I am putting a successor on earth, they said, how can you put somebody there who will cause damage and bloodshed when we celebrate your praise and proclaim your holiness? But he said, I know things that you do not know. So based on these like two verses, we have like two purposes or two functions that Allah, you know, shares with us. You know, the first being to be a slave of Allah, and number two, to be a successive authority on earth, a khalifa. So understanding that, subhanAllah, we are slaves, even though a lot of people always like kind of whenever I say this, you know, people are like, they don't like the term slave. I get it, because it's mostly like, you know, connotated very like negatively in our society. But wallahi, you know, in our deen, it's a different kind of slavery. It's a different kind of slave. It's the slave of Allah, and it's the kind of slave that, you know, frees us. What do I mean by that? You know, if we're not going to be a slave of Allah, we're going to be a slave of something else. And that's where I found myself, where I was like a slave to my school and to you know, society, as I was just like living for them, and I lost myself. And when I then remembered, alhamdulillah, that, oh my God, listen, First and foremost, I am the slave of Allah. That means that, you know, we have a choice, you know. We willingly, you know, submit to Allah, to our creator of the heavens and the earth, you know, our true Lord. Or we become willingly or even unwillingly, you know, slaves to our jobs, you know, slaves to our money, slaves to our family, our ego. And like, I'm really asking you, Habibti, like, which one would you rather be? Would you be the slave the slave of the most merciful, or the slave of something else? So, of course, when I understand that, you know, the next thing is to ask yourself, you know, how can I please my master? Like, what can I do to be the best slave of Allah, to be the best Abdullah? Ibadullah. And, you know, in the book The Productive Muslim, Muhammad Faris, he says that, you know, here's how you do it. Firstly, by submitting yourself as a slave of Allah, and then thereby kind of change your whole outlook on life, and always be motivated to live life according to the values set in the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not according to like this weighing values of, you know, society, because they are always changing. And number two, you know, you have to have a higher purpose that will help you kind of like balance between the different roles. You know, you're a daughter, maybe you're a parent, spouse, you know, your neighbor, maybe you're an employee, you have your own business. So instead of like being obsessed with a single role, you will understand that you will have to balance these different roles. And this is what, you know, freed me, and this is what I had to understand. I had to understand that I am not just an employee, you know. I am a daughter, I am, you know, a child. Yes, I am also a sister, I am a friend, I have different roles, and I'm also a, you know, part of a community. That when I understood this, subhanAllah, it freed me so much, in understanding that by putting these roles, to give every role its distinct time and care, and to give it his priority, you will increase your chances of being successful in all of them, because then you understand that barakah and success comes through Allah. And this is your duty to understand that you are not just only one role, but you have different kind of roles where Allah gives you, you know, your hasanat. When you are spending time with your family, when you are spending time with the community, when you are, you know, of course, depending on your intention. But this brings me to number three. You will feel like constantly that you are connected to Allah, because you will like seek His pleasure in every like small or, you know, major decision. For example, you know, if you want to start your business, you know, you will look at it firstly. Does it align with my ultimate purpose? Does it align with me putting Allah first and understanding myself as a slave of Allah? And then, you know, your business idea, it will just give you the green light, or you'll say, oh my God, no, this is not it. You know, this will kind of interfere with me and my purpose. And number two, of course, like, you know, who to marry. When you understand that this is like your biggest priority, you will definitely like kind of look at which man fits into that criteria and fits into my life. And also, like, it depends on everything, like what projects you undertake, whatever it is, you will always take Allah into account. And this will bring you more success and barakah and blessings in your pursuits. And also it will bring you more like self-accountability, because then it's not just like, okay, I'm just making, you know, this crazy ass decision to, you know, start this business, but you will, you know, take other things into accountability. And also, you know, it gives you a higher moral value. And it will give you like a pursuit of excellence, because we know in our deen, we understand that everything that we do, it's not about quantity, but it's about like ihsan and putting sense in us and being excellent in all of those things. And you will try to figure out, of course, you know, the steps on how to do that. So, you know, when we accept our role as slave of Allah, it is so important. And to being like a healthy, to be productive, you know, citizen of the world, without like understanding that you're a slave of Allah, what you will risk is the risk of selling yourself out. And you will risk losing your values, your soul to a small, you know, price, subhanAllah, that simply wants to kind of like, you know, extract the most of you, you know, regardless of the impact of your health, your family, or society. So the more you think about this concept, and it's very well explained in the Productive Muslim, you know, the more, you know, it will make you more productive and successful in this life, because who's your focus? It is Allah. And you will realize that, you know, that your productivity has to have a purpose.
Okay, Dream Dua Doer, thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me that you took out this time. If this episode, you know, touched your heart or inspired you in some way, make sure to leave me a comment and a review, and don't forget to subscribe. It makes such a difference. Take a quick second to share this podcast on social media with others who could, you know, really benefit from it, or somebody who needs to hear today's message. And don't forget to tag me so I can thank you in real time and connect with you. And if you want to give me some suggestions or idea for somebody who I really need to interview, leave me a comment, and I'm looking forward to dreaming, making dua, and doing amazing things with you. Assalamu alaikum.